Hey, Tiff, what's wrong with you? You look a bit down.
Well, I am a little bit stressed. I've been trying to learn a new language, but it's really tough.
Okay, a new language. That should be tough. I can't even speak Chinese, which is my native language, properly.
Yeah, Chinese is also very difficult. Well, the thing is, I'm very good at words, though, and remembering stuff, but I just want to give up sometimes.
Well, sometimes it's more about your 意志力.
Okay, that's true. I guess I just need to push myself a little bit more.
Yeah, but how does this mental toughness work anyway?
Well, this is what our topic is about today, so it's perfect for people like me who sometimes want to give up. But yeah, it's all about mental toughness. So shall we take a look?
Yes, sure.
Okay, welcome to part 8 of our single sentence. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the Chinese sentence, and then we'll look at the English one together.
Okay, 马上呢来看一下我们 part 8 single sentence 的翻译咯。首先呢，我们第一句它就说，虽然才智很重要，但有时候成功的关键在于恒毅力。
Alright, so in English it says, essential as intelligence is, the key to success sometimes lies in grit. Essential means something that is very important and necessary. So for example, water and air is essential to us being alive or to people surviving. So here in this part of the sentence, it means that intelligence or being smart and having knowledge is important, butbeing smart or having intelligence isn't everything, okay? Mm-hmm. We can also use essential in a sentence like this. It is essential that you bring your passport when you travel.
Mm-hmm. OK, 所以呢，我们看到这个形容词 essential 就是表示必须的。他说呢，虽然材质很重要，虽然材质是必须的，但是呢，它不是所有哦，也要靠你的恒毅力，你的努力才能够成功。那呢，在这边我们前面虽然材质很重要，这个虽然呢，我们是使用的 as， 那呢，它的用法呢，我们是可以用形容词或是副词加上 as， 再加上后面加上这个我们的这个子句 OK， 他说 essential as intelligence is， 就是呢 although intelligence is essential， 虽然呢 intelligence 是这个很重要的，但是呢成功的关键在恒毅力，所以呢我们这边 as 呢它的用法呢是把这个形容词放到前面了。那呢我们可以造一个句子哦， angry as he was， OK， 或者是你可以用 though， angry though he was， Andreas managed to keep calm and resolve the situation， 虽然他很生气，但安德雷斯设法保持冷静并解决这个状况。注意到了我们的句型呢是前面使用形容词或副词 as 或 though， 虽然后面呢再加上完整的子句。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Next, it says the key to success sometimes lies in grit. So again, like we mentioned, being intelligent or being smart isn't the only way to success. It says sometimes it lies in grit. Now here we see another grammar point. We see lie in. Okay, lie in this phrase means to exist or to be found in something. And for lie in, we can also exchange it with words like to be in something or to lie with somebody. So for example, if we use the first way to use consist, we can say the key to success consists in setting manageable goals and working to achieve them. So it basically means, okay, if you want to be successful or if you want to find success, you need to manage your goals. You need to find these things in order to be successful.
OK， 所以呢在我们后半的句子呢，我们看到成功的关键在于恒毅力，在于呢我们这边是使用的 lie in。 lie in 还有另外一种说法，你可以说 lie with， OK， 但是呢 lie with 呢通常呢是这个我们在讲责任归属于谁，通常呢是比较负面的状况了。我们举个例子， The coach said that the responsibility for the team's poor performance lay with him。 OK， 教练呢说球队表现不佳的责任呢在于他， lay with him。 OK，这个时候呢我们 lay with 通常是比较负面，表示呢这个责任或是这个呢 blame， 就是呢这个该惩罚的人呢在于他。
Okay, next, we keep seeing this word grit. Grit means mental toughness. Okay, so it's all about how much you're willing to put in or how strong you mentally are. Mm-hmm. Now, grit is more of an informal way to say things. Usually we just say mental toughness.
Okay.
Mental toughness is more of the correct way to say it. Grit is more of an informal way to say it. So do you think you have grit?
No.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, maybe.
Sometimes, right? Yeah. I think for certain things, it's really hard to, you know, to stay mentally tough. Like, if you see a snack that you really like, maybe you won't have as much.
Stick to that.
Yeah, you might not have as much grip because you might be hungry and you don't have that mental toughness. But sometimes if you're working or if you really, really want to get things done, you want to get a good score on your test, you might have mental toughness, you might have grit. All right, so shall we take a look at our second sentence?
Yes, OK, 我们看到了恒毅力，我们看到第二句的句子了。他说呢，恒毅力是无论你遇到什么阻碍，都能致力于目标，并坚持不懈的能力。
English says, grit is the ability to commit yourself to a goal and persevere no matter what obstacles you encounter. So here, we learned a little bit more about what grit is. It means it's the ability to commit yourself to a goal. It means you're willing to keep a promise to yourself, basically, to achieve your goals. Commit means to say that you really will do something or that you will make a promise that you will do something. We can also say, instead of commit, we can also say devote or dedicate one or oneself to a thing, okay, like a goal, or to doing something. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The doctor dedicated herself to taking care of sick children, okay? So that means the doctor committed or made a promise to herself that she will take care of sick children. We can also say, use it in another sentence like this. She devoted herself to her religion. That means she made a promise to follow her religion strictly, or maybe to, you know, some religions, they have like certain diets that they have to follow. So it could mean things like that.
OK, 所以呢，我们看到这个奉献哦，或者是致力于做什么事情，除了我们句子里面使用的 commit 之外呢，你也可以用 devote 或是 dedicate。那注意到了这个 to 呢是一个介系词，所以我们后面加上的是名词或者是呢动名词。你可以致力于做什么事情，或者是呢致力于把你的什么东西奉献给什么地方。OK, 所以我们注意到 to 后面是加上名词或动名词。那呢，我们这个无论是什么，无论谁，无论什么，无论哪一个，注意到了我们这边句子里面是使用的 no matter what 这个用法。那 no matter what 呢，是不论什么，那你后面可以加上其他的这个疑问词，比方说 no matter who 不论是谁， no matter which 不论是哪一个，或是 no matter where 不论在哪里。OK, 这样的用法都可以。那呢，一样 no matter 后面加上疑问词呢，你可以在这个疑问词后面加上 ever, 也是一样的意思。比方说呢，我们可以说，刚比方说我们说 no matter who, 不论是谁呢，你也可以说 whoever, OK, 那或者是呢 no matter where, 不论在哪里呢，你也可以说 wherever, OK, 我们举个例子咯。 No matter where you go in Taiwan, you will always find something delicious to eat. 无论呢你到台湾的哪里，你总能找到美味的东西吃。那呢，你可以把 no matter where换成 wherever, OK? Wherever you go in Taiwan, you will always find something delicious to eat.
That's right. I always can find, you know, in the middle of the night if I'm hungry. in the middle of the night sometimes.
Yeah,
okay. Right? You get hungry if it becomes later.
Yes.
You can always find something to eat. All right. So, yeah. Grit is the ability to commit yourself to a goal and persevere no matter what obstacles you encounter. So, it's being mentally strong and saying that you will stick to a goal and that you will do this. Persevere means you continue to do this no matter what obstacle or no matter what things you encounter. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with our part B. Okay, welcome to part B. Again, we'll take a look at the Chinese sentence and then we'll read the English one together.
Okay, 刚刚呢讲完了恒毅力哦，现在呢要讲我们刚刚讲好吃的食物哦。这边呢句子就说了超级食物 super food 指的呢是被认为充满营养的食物。然而一些专家认为这个词呢是一种行销工具，并怀疑其健康益处。
Alright, in English it says super foods refer to foods that are believed to be packed with nutrients. However, some some experts consider this term a marketing tool and are doubtful about their health benefits. Okay, have you heard about superfoods before?
Yeah, I heard it a lot.
I know. I think this term has actually come about quite recently.
Yeah, I think on Instagram, especially for those like influencers, like fitness.
I think this is a new term that we see with, you know, people are more, we say health conscious. Mm-hmm. They worry about their health, they worry about their fitness, so they're very, very aware of these things.
Yes.
All right, so they said that superfoods are supposed to be foods packed with nutrients. And nutrients are basically the healthy and good things that we find in food. Mm-hmm. So it keeps your body strong and healthy. So nutrients can be things like vitamins and minerals. And these things just keep us healthy. Now, they said superfoods are packed with nutrients. We can see our grammar point here. We can say, instead of packed with, you can also say loaded with, or filled with, or crowded, or stuffed, or full of. Okay, mm-hmm. So superfoods are full of nutrients. We can also exchange those together.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个词呢 ，superfood 这个词呢是怎么样呢？是一种行销工具，并且怀疑其健康益处了。Okay, 看到了怀疑呢，在这边我们是使用了形容词 doubtful。Okay, doubtful 呢，后面我们可以加上介系词 about, 或者是呢，你可以用 that 后面再加上一个完整的子句。那呢，你也可以使用动词哦 ,doubt, 或者是呢 ,suspect, okay, 这两个字呢，都可以用来表示怀疑的意思。但是呢，他们注意到他们的差异了。Doubt 呢，表示认为某件事不可能是真的，是表示说呢，你不相信。举个例子了 ,I think my boss doubted my abilities at first, but I've shown him I'm capable of doing this job well. Okay, 我觉得呢，我老板怀疑哦，我的能力，他质疑我的能力，但是呢，我后来呢，就是努力工作来这个证明说我是那个有能力呢来做这个工作的。那 suspect 呢，相对于 doubt 呢 ，suspect 则是认为某件事情可能是真的。OK， 他相信，他认为怀疑这件事情是真的。OK， 所以呢，和 doubt 虽然说都是怀疑哦，但是相反的。所以呢 ，suspect 是认为呢怀疑这件事情可能是真的，而 doubt 呢是怀疑这件事情呢可能不是真的。
For example, the police suspected that Mark did it. The police think that Mark did it. But I can say, I doubt it, meaning that I do not believe he did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue reading the next sentence. We learn a little bit more about superfoods.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 第二个句子，他说，声称是超级食物的产品呢，在欧盟法规下被禁止，除非这些主张得到科学证据的支持。
Okay, so in English it says, products claiming to be superfoods are banned under EU regulations unless the claims are supported by scientific evidence. Okay, so not everything can be a superfood, okay, right? Because the issue we have today is a lot of experts, like maybe scientists or nutrition experts, they don't really think these foods that they say are superfoods really have that much nutrients, and that they think it's just a way to market food or to market things. So in Europe, okay, the EU stands for European Union. It's really strictly regulated, or it's put under regulations unless there is scientific evidence. So you must make sure that you, you know, tick off certain things on the list before you can say it is a superfood. Mm-hmm. Now, I did research. I know a lot of you maybe are thinking like, okay, what exactly are superfoods?
Mm-hmm.
Superfoods are actually things we see every day, like blueberries.
Okay.
Is a type of superfood, food, broccoli, green tea, garlic, walnuts, the goji berries.
Goji berries?
I think it's like goki.
Goki.
I think it is.
Okay.
All of these are considered to be superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of like other things as well. Have you ever tried any superfoods, actually?
Yeah, I tried something called chia seed.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's also really popular. Those are a lot of popular things that claim to be superfoods, or these things are supposed to be really helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，我们这个句子呢，就讲说这些超级食物，声称是超级食物的呢，在欧盟的法规下是被禁止的。Okay, 那呢，我们禁止呢，就是用 ban, 这个 are banned, okay, 被禁止了。在什么样的法规之下呢 ？Under OK regulation 这个字呢，就是指法规的意思，所以呢是 under EU regulation。EU 呢指的是 European Union， 指的是欧盟的意思。那能看到的在这个句子的前面，声称哦，声称 我们这边呢是使用了 claim 这个动词，那注意到我们是用 claiming V-I-N-G 动名词的形式，为什么呢？因为这个句子哦 products claiming to be superfoods are banned，这个句子呢是我们关系代名词当主格省略后的分词结构哦。OK， 关系代名词呢我们可以使用 that。 OK， 我们句子呢可以还原哦，加上关系代名词，它应该是说 products that claim to be superfood。 OK， 我们注意到我们这边是 that 后面 that claim to be， that 呢是代替了 products。 OK， 那呢它在这边是当做主格来使用，但是呢我们在句子里面可以把它省略掉，省略掉之后呢我们后面动词该怎么变化呢？如果呢是主动语态，比方说像我们这个句子里面 products claiming to be superfood， OK， 它是主动哦来声称它是 superfood， 这样子主动语态的时候呢我们是可以把这个动词呢改变为现在分词 ving 的形式。那反之呢如果是被动语态哦，我们呢把 that 省略之后呢，我们呢直接把动词，因为我们原本应该是 that 加上 be 动词加上 PP 过去分词表示被动语态，那这个时候呢我们可以把 that 和 be 动词呢一起省略，剩下呢过去分词 PP， 这个时候呢就表示被动语态。 OK， 我们呢举个例子了， Visitors hoping to go inside the old temple will be disappointed as it's undergoing renovations all spring. OK，Visitors hoping, OK, 希望进入这座古老寺庙的游客会感到失望，因为它整个春天都在进行整修。希望进入寺庙的游客 ,visitors who hope, 在这边呢是原本是关系代名词，但是呢因为他们是主动想要，主动希望，所以我们这边 who hope 就改成 hoping。
Mm-hmm. Alright, so it says companies cannot label or say that their food is a superfood unless there is scientific evidence. And here we also see another grammar point, unless. Unless just means if not, or what will happen or done if something is true, or if something else doesn't happen or isn't done or not true. Okay, so basically just means if not, unless just means if not. We can use it in another sentence like this. You can put it in the front of the sentence,or in the middle of the sentence, depending on your structure and what you want to say. If we put it in the front of the sentence, we say, unless you leave home this minute, you'll miss the school bus, okay? Mm-hmm. And this just basically means, if you don't leave home this minute, you'll miss the school bus.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到后面这个句子，他说，除非这些主张得到科学证据的支持，除非呢，在这边我们是使用的 unless 这个词哦， unless there is scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.Alright, so what do you think about regulating food?
I think it's good to have some regulations.
Yeah, actually, I think it's good because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of things we don't know how they are made or how they are given to the public. So I like how it's kind of strict that, you know, they say that there's certain things that you can or cannot do.
Yeah.
Because remember how a long time ago in Taiwan, there was like scandals about like food or something like that?
Like not so long ago, we have problems with oil.
Yeah.
With some material.
Soy sauce. I remember soy sauce too. So you see, like, you know, a lot of people might do things we don't really see because obviously we're not working there. And I think it's a responsibility for the company to make sure that whoever are the consumers, that they eat healthy and good things. So I like the regulations. It makes me feel safer when I eat food, right? All right. So let's take a break and we'll be back with part C.Okay, welcome to part C, and today we have an article that we're going to read. Now, before we begin, do you play any sports? And okay, I know you don't physically go out sometimes to exercise. Maybe video games can count as well. Do you play video game sports?
No, not even video games.
What, really?
No.
You're not a fan of any sport?
No, not really. I know there are like lots of sports.Video games very popular, like NBA.
FIFA, right?
Yes, but okay. No.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of like, you know, those, I don't mind watching sports, you know, occasionally. I'm not a huge fan of extreme sports, you know, I don't like doing it. I don't mind watching. I don't like doing it because I think it's tiring. But I do try to exercise and I do try to stay healthy, you know. When you're older, you have to try to make sure that...
Ah, yes.
You know,
that's something I'm trying, even though it's hard. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, well, maybe there could be a sport for us.
Okay.
This one's actually a little bit interesting. It's not your typical sporting activity. It's not your typical basketball, baseball, football. It's actually a cheese rolling event.
Okay, cheese rolling event.
Yeah. And this cheese rolling festival or event happens in England.
Okay, I love cheese. So
I love cheese. I love to eat cheese.
This should be for me.
But this is a really interesting sport. Let's read the article first, and then I'll ask you again if you want to, this one or not. So I was reading this one. This is actually really interesting. It's actually a really old event or old tradition that people have done this for many years. So people have to chase a 4 kilogram block of cheese. So imagine, it's huge, it's really big. They chase it down a very steep hill. So I can kind of imagine how bad this might or this can get.
Okay, 所以呢，我们今天哦，这个段落文章翻译里面呢，就在讲这个非常有趣的，在英国 England， OK， 在英国呢，这个非常有趣的传统，这个活动呢已经进行了非常久了。这个呢就是一个cheese 的一个赛跑。OK， 你呢要把这个4公斤重的a block of cheese， 一个非常大块4公斤重的 cheese 呢，从非常这个陡峭 steep 这个形容词呢，就是形容非常陡峭的山坡上的推下去，然后呢你要追着它。 OK， sounds interesting.
It sounds dangerous.
Okay.
All right, so we have a sentence here that we need to translate. Let's take a look at it together.
Okay, 我们马上能看到第一个要翻译的句子了。他说呢，随着鲁洛滚动的越来越快，许多参赛者能做的事情呢，就是试着安全抵达山丘底部。
Okay, in English it says, as the cheese rolls more and more quickly, all many contestants can do is try to get to the bottom of the hill safely. So of course, you're rolling something really heavy down a very steep hill. As it goes down, it's going to pick up speed. So since it's moving downhill, it's going to roll down very quickly as it gains speed. Now, here we see a grammar point. We see more and more, and then you can add an adjective or you can add an adverb. In our sentence here, we added the adverb quickly. So for example, this is really easy. You can say, the problem has become more and more complicated.
OK, 所以呢看到越来越快，我们可以选 more and more, 后面再加上形容词或者是副词。那这样的用法你也可以呢，越来越怎么样，你也可以直接使用比较级的形容词 and 比较级的形容词。比方说呢 ,the kid is growing taller and taller, 他长得越来越高了。那后半部呢，许多参赛者能做的事情呢，就是试着安全抵达山丘底部。能做的事情，所有你能做的事情，在这边呢我们是使用的 what 开头哦 ,what,OK, 我们看到这个句子 All many contestants can do. OK, 我们在这边呢是使用不是 what, 而是使用 all. OK, 所有他能做的事情呢，他只能做的事情，我们呢就可以 all 后面呢加上某人 OK, 他能做的事情All somebody can do is. OK, 注意到呢，我们这边 do 虽然是动词，但是呢，我们后面 is 呢是直接加上 is, 是加上 be 动词哦。is 后面再加上 to, 再加上原形动词。这个意思呢，就表示某人能做的事情，某人该做的事情就是。OK, 那 all 呢，你也可以代换成 what. OK, 比方说呢 ,what somebody can do is to do something.
All right, so I think in the end you'll be more concerned about being safe instead of getting the cheese. Now, let's learn a little bit more about this event. It happens in Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire, England. And people actually really take this event very seriously. We have another sentence that we can have to translate here. It says...
OK, 这边的中文他说了，据报道，这项传统呢可以回溯到古时候，且可能是被用来庆祝新年的开始。
So when or how did this start? It says it is reported that this tradition goes back to ancient times and might have been used to celebrate the start of the new year. So we're not exactly sure where or when this tradition started, but it has been reported or it has been kind of learned or we kind of know a little bit about it. Now, here we see a grammar point. We said it is reported that, okay? We use this when we...are not so sure of something, but we kind of hear that maybe this is true or not. That's why we can also say it is rumored that, or it is believed that, it is said that or it is estimated that something happens.
OK, 在这个句子里面我们前面根据报道你当然可以用根据比方说 according to the report. OK, 但是呢在这边呢我们是用另外一个用法 it is 开头后面呢再加上 it is reported, 或者是呢你可以换成很多其他字比方说 it is rumored, 据谣传或是 it is said, OK, or it is estimated, OK, 根据这个我们的估计哦估计大概有多少这样的用法都是可以的。那在后半部呢我们是讲说了 might have been used to, 这边呢是使用了句助动词表示推测语气的用法了。那呢注意到我们这边是这个过去嘛，因为他说过去可能是被用来庆祝新年的开始，所以在过去的话呢我们是使用了这些助动词，比方说呢像是 may, might, can, could 这些呢表示有推测语气的助动词，我们呢后面再加上 haveOK, 再加上 VPP 过去分词，这样是表示对过去的推测。假如说你是要对现在或者是未来的推测呢，我们可以使用刚刚讲的这些助动词，比方说 may, might, can, could, 后面呢直接加上原形动词，这个呢就是表示对现在的推测，注意到我们时态上面的用法。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we can learn a little bit more about this event. It says, a long time ago, bundles of burning wood were rolled down the hill. And of course, the people didn't chase the wood down the hill, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, because it was kind of dangerous, so they used a block of cheese instead. But it's dangerous as well because it's a really heavy block of cheese, and it can hurt people. So instead, now, okay, mm-hmm. they think about people's safety. So they used a replica or fake block of cheese. It's made out of foam. So if you do get hit by the cheese, it won't hurt as much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hit by a cheese sounds dangerous yet super safe.
I'm pretty sure we can find a video of this online.
Yes.
And basically, people try to chase the cheese to win that block of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...the end of this event.
Okay.
Would you like to join?
Yeah, I would like to, but I will probably quit in the middle.
I probably will wait at the bottom and wait for the winner to share the cheese with everyone. And then we can enjoy some cheese, and I think that's even better. All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Unit 11. Translation. May 18th. Essential as intelligence is, the key to success sometimes lies in grit. Grit is the ability to commit yourself to a goal and persevere no matter what obstacles you encounter. Superfoods refer to foods that are believed to be packed with nutrients. However, some experts consider this term a marketing tooland are doubtful about their health benefits. Products claiming to be superfoods are banned under EU regulations unless the claims are supported by scientific evidence. Britain is home to a number of unusual sporting activities. One of the oldest of these is cheese rolling, in which participants chase a 4-kilogram block of cheese down a steep hill.As the cheese rolls more and more quickly, all many contestants can do is try to get to the bottom of the hill safely. The annual event is held on Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire, England. Runners take the activity very seriously, and some even return year after year in an attempt to win the coveted cheese.It is reported that this tradition goes back to ancient times. It might have been used to celebrate the start of the new year. In those days, bundles of burning wood were rolled down Cooper's Hill, though presumably people didn't chase these. In recent times, a real cheese block is no longer used due to the damage it can do to people at such high speeds. Since 2013, a foam replica has been rolled instead.However, a cheese is still awarded to the winner, the first person to cross the finish line. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.